6:15, time for transcribed Arizona close-ups presented by Hanny's, where you find quality merchandise at the right price. Hanny's, located at Adams and First Street, or the convenience for the convenience of our winter visitors, 24th and Camelback Road. Each Sunday at this time, Meredith Howard Harless brings you interviews with personalities in the news. Today, Meredith takes us for a visit with the members of the League of Business and Professional Women. As the radio and television chairman, she will introduce several interesting guests who will present an unusual program. One of her guests is her husband, Dick Harless, former Arizona congressman who is now the Washington director of the Atlantic Union Committee.
Good evening. We are broadcasting to you from the Fiesta Room at the Hotel Westward Ho at a meeting of the League and Business and Professional Women, of which I am very proud to be an active member. Before we bring you a message from Washington about the Atlantic Union, may we present an outstanding artist, well known to radio audiences, for he's been on many network programs. And two, this distinguished gentleman has been with the National Symphony Orchestra in Washington, D.C. We are indeed fortunate in having this outstanding artist with us here in Arizona as the concertmaster of the Phoenix Symphony Orchestra, Mr. George Bennett. And George will play for us an Armenian folk song arranged by Howard Brockway. George Bennett. And may we tell our audience, too, that George was accompanied by Mrs. Helen Bluston, well known in music circles in Phoenix. She formerly taught at Smith College and Mount Holyoke and worked under Koussevitzky at Berkshire Music Center, Tanglewood. You know, this is a very strange thing. In fact, it's an unusual pleasure, I might say, to interview my husband, Dick Harless. He is our principal speaker this evening and is going to tell us about the Atlantic Union as he is the Washington director.
Well, Meredith, this isn't the first time I've had the opportunity of being on the radio with you.
No, it isn't. As a matter of fact, I think our friendship began around a microphone in Washington, didn't it, Dick?
Yes, and I had the privilege of being on your television show in Washington several times, too.
That is certainly true when you were a member of Congress and on the Interstate and Foreign Commerce Committee. This evening, we're very anxious to hear about the Atlantic Union. And you, as the Washington director, can certainly give us all of the answers. Perhaps you could tell us briefly just what is the Atlantic Union?
Well, the Atlantic Union is a concept of bringing together all of the democracies of the Atlantic community. And I might say that it is being sponsored by the Atlantic Union Committee.
Yes, and is that like, we'll say, the Ford Foundation, Carnegie, Rockefeller? Is that the type of thing it is?
It is a private peace foundation. It is sponsored by private citizens throughout this country.
And it isn't government?
No, it is a private institution. It is a non-profit corporation, incidentally. However, backed up by citizens all over the United States.
Who supports it?
Many citizens. The head, the president of the committee, is former Justice Owen J. Roberts of the Supreme Court of the United States.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Will Clayton, former Undersecretary of State.
Yes, and we know him in Arizona, of course, too. He has many interests here, hasn't he, Dick?
Yes, he does. And Robert Patterson, former Secretary of War, is our second Vice President. Of course, we also have some Arizona citizens
who are on
our council. Well, we have in Tucson, Mrs. Patterson, Herbert Agar, and Reverend Ken Salving here in Phoenix, is a member of the council.
How interesting. Perhaps you can tell us the purpose of the Atlantic Union.
The Atlantic Union is to bring together, as I said before, the North Atlantic democracies in order that they may protect themselves against aggression, against communism. This union idea is being sponsored by this committee, which was created more than 2 years ago, and a little more than a year ago introduced into Congress a resolution which would provide for the steps bringing about the formation of this federation of the North Atlantic Community Democracies.
Why start with only seven nations?
Well, originally, you know, we had seven nations in the North Atlantic Treaty, but now we have 12. There's no real reason to just select seven, except they are the basic democracies of the world. We call them the basic ones because they're the ones who are economically strong and politically important in the world affairs today.
Well, isn't the Atlantic Pact enough?
No, the Atlantic Pact is not enough. Today, Eisenhower has to report to 12 heads on the Atlantic Council. As a result, you find him in a state of confusion. He runs up to the Netherlands to make peace with them and appoint someone on his staff. Then he has to run back to France. Then he has to run over to England. He's making 12 different nations, the heads of 12 nations, happy in his attempt to bring about unity in the democratic world.
Well, why not promote a European Union instead?
Well, the European Union has been proposed as a means of solidifying the economic and political affairs of Europe against Russia, against communism. But it isn't enough. As a matter of fact, France is very much concerned about forming this union because she's afraid that Germany will dominate it. And the English are even concerned about it. But with the United States stepping in and becoming a part of a permanent union, we find that France and England both willing to get into it. We've had a great warm response from the leaders of those two countries.
How about A bombs and how about H bombs?
Well, we think of those as the great threat of the world, and at the present time, possibly they're holding off a world war. However, with the formation of a strong political, military, economic unit among the North Atlantic states, nations, we can forestall the necessity of using the A-bomb and the H-bomb. There will come a day when we will not have the A-bomb in sufficient quantities to stop Russia. When that day comes, we certainly are going to have a unit among the North Atlantic democratic communities.
Well, how could Atlantic Union preserve peace?
By creating economic, military, and moral strength. By bringing together those countries who cherish freedom and love the things which we call the American way of life and uniting them permanently under one head, no dictator would dare attack them. And that would make for peace. We would have within our control 80% of the world's industrial production. We would have overwhelming majority of the world's resources. There could be no doubt about it. No dictator would want to take on that force.
How would the Atlantic Union affect the United Nations? Would it hurt it, destroy it, or perhaps augment it?
The resolution which the Atlantic Union Committee has introduced into Congress definitely provides that we would work within the scope of the United Nations. As a matter of fact, this resolution, which was introduced on January 15th, I should say reintroduced on January 15th this year, sponsored by, at that time, 27 senators and almost 100 members of the House of Representatives, in substance says that we should call a convention of the North Atlantic Treaty democracies for the purpose of creating a federal union of those democracies, and, of course, that convention could call in all other democracies. We wouldn't limit it to those. We'd just start with those. And we would then form within the scope of the United Nations a permanent federal union so that we would never drift apart.
Is Atlantic Union world government?
Definitely not. Unfortunately, we're in no position to get a world government now. We have within the world, there's presently within the world, the Kremlin and other thugs who would not be amiable to our idea of freedom. So it's impossible for us to think of creating one world government today, we can only unite those peoples who love freedom. The Atlantic Union only believes in bringing together the peoples who think alike, believe alike, to protect the things we cherish.
Dick, what is the hurry? Would you say it's the threat of war and communism?
Well, we have certainly must hurry. As a matter of fact, this same group was behind the North Atlantic Treaty. And we have seen the results of that. Recall that only a few short months ago there was great fear. Remember when Eisenhower was selected in order to bring about a unity. Then he came back and he appeared before Congress. And at that time he said, the only fear we have is the fear of lack of unity. Why should we fear Russia? Russia doesn't have the resources, the production that we have, and therefore this idea can bring about a permanent, lasting concept of peace.
Thank you very much, Dick, for the very vital message that you have given us. Dick, you are aware who has made this program possible, are you not?
Oh, yes, I think we have two very fine spirited citizens, Chet Goldberg and Ben Progen, who have taken a lot of interest in civic affairs, and I want to thank them for making this program possible.
Yes, and of course you and our children, Fred and Glenn, are frequent visitors at Hanny's because they have such a fine selection of menswear and conveniently located, too, on the very first floor. And now at this time, we have the pleasure of presenting again our very outstanding artist, George Bennett. And this time, George will play for us a Swedish melody by the great Norwegian violinist Ole Bull.
Won the most admiring glances in this morning's Easter parade were those wearing the new palette-toned diagonal suits by Hart, Schaffner, and Marx. These were men who took our tip and visited Hanny's. It's not too late, of course, for you to enjoy the feeling of comfort and confidence that one of these handsomely tailored suits can give you. The styling is superb, the color is flattering, and the tailoring is flawless down to the very last stitch. Here is a suit with a dash of youth that is in perfect taste. And, as you know, Hart, Schaffner, and Marx are perfectionists in the art of fit. Figure perfect, you might say. Easter is now a pleasant memory. But if you'd like that Easter Sunday look in all the months ahead, tomorrow visit Hanny's, Adams at First Street, and see the Hart, Schaffner, and Marx palette tone diagonal suit. Try it on. You'll like that air of sophistication it gives you. Hanny's is your headquarters for Hart, Schaffner, and Marx clothing. You have just heard Arizona Close-Up transcribed and presented by Hanny's, Adams at First Street. Each Sunday at this time, Meredith Howard Harless brings you personalities in the news. Today, her guests were her husband, Dick Harless, Washington Director of the Atlantic Union Committee, George Bennett, Concertmaster of the Phoenix Symphony Orchestra, accompanied by Mrs. Helen Bluston. Next week, Meredith will take you to the sports world and bring you an exciting interview with the New York Yankees. So join us at 6:15 next Sunday when Hanny's presents Arizona Close-Ups.